know about this legacy. Wednesday night, tuned in to this legacy. Mark and Will locked in on this legacy. Mel and PIP's in on this legacy. Let's go. What you know about this legacy? Wednesday night, tuned in to this legacy. Mark and Will locked in on this legacy. Get your popcorn, I know you need this medicine. Let's go.
What's going on, people? Welcome back to another great episode of Legacy, where this show is strictly about male and PIP talk. And of course, you got your favorite two hosts of the most, Mark and Will. What's up, my brother?
What's going on, man? It's Thursday, man. It's woo! Almost done with that work week.
don't rub it in.
That's okay though, man. I think it's done flew by for me like that. So you know, how you doing though, man?
Hey, but I'm good. I can't complain. First day back at work. It is what it is. I'm here.
Hey,
that was your day, brother.
Man, you know what? I don't know, man. You know, like December 1st, new month. You know what I'm saying? That kind of stuff like that. So this back in the saddle, that's all, man. And we've been rocking and rolling. If you guys have not been watching this show, shame on you. Make sure you go ahead and subscribe. Hit that like button. We done had guests almost every day. So I think so, right? Close. So
Yeah.
Been rolling, man. Been rolling, actually. Yeah. Which is good though. And actually we have had a guest every day and it doesn't stop.
Like yeah.
If you hear that legacy, you know we got somebody from LRPRP. And tonight we got PRP Panthers in the house. Another banger. Star basketball player. All that, man. We love that, without a doubt. And so, you know, first time joining us or whatever, this is what we do. We have fun. We talk about sports. And this is where you're going to find us at, man. Mark and Will Show at everything, pretty much. Twitter, Facebook, TikTok. You don't stop. Instagram. Of course, you're on YouTube. Hit that like button. Subscribe. Mark and Will Gaming, all that good stuff. Hit that website. You know, you'll find all the podcasts. Updates and things like that. And that Facebook group, I'm going to tell you, because I think tonight, Mark, we have a lot of basketball people on here, right?
Absolutely.
So you're going to hear it right now. We've already said it, but I don't think y'all been watching. Maybe y'all watched Tuesday when we had another baller on here. But let me go on and say this. We will be having Player of the Week for girls and boys basketball players. So be on the lookout for that. That's going to drop probably Monday for a chance for you to go ahead and vote for your winners. It's going to be on Twitter, but I'm going to tell you now, it bangs on Facebook.
Our Absolutely.
Page, that's where you're going to be able to vote on that.
Yeah.
Don't miss out. Don't be on Twitter thinking, I won. No, you didn't.
Right. Nah.
not when it's 8,000 votes on Facebook. You know what I'm saying? Nah, don't do that. So make sure. We're going to make sure we take care of the basketball community. So we're going to give you guys a chance to vote. If you don't know what we're talking about, all you got to do is go on our page right now. Go scroll down that page. You'll see what I'm talking about. Go Absolutely. To the Mark and Will Facebook page, group page. You see what I'm talking about. So, hey, without further ado,
yes, sir.
Get it, man. It's time to put in some work, Mark.
Yes, sir.
Hey, what's going on today? We got Breonna Jones. PRP class of 23 Letty Panthers basketball standout. How you doing?
I'm good. I'm really good.
Hey, I mean, you know what? I'm glad you're on there because, I mean, you know, you made one of our teams last year, and we definitely had to get you on here. Being that you know what I'm saying, a baller from PRP, it was a must. Must. For real. So check this out. Let's get it started this way. You're a senior, so what kind of things did you do this summer? Did you play AAU, and what kind of things did you work on your game with?
Yeah, so I played all four. I've always played AAU. I usually played with Lady Gymrats over in Indiana, so I played with them for 2 years, and then I transferred over to this Ohio team with Kelly Peak called FBC Midwest. Played with them this past year. Really good team, aggressive. As far as other than AAU, I was always in the gym, went and played with boys at the park and the gym just to get better, do anything, ball handling drills, put up extra shots when I can, keep working on my game. So,
Brianna, let me ask you, what park was you playing in?
Sun Valley.
Okay. All right. You know, we're going to try to see if he was really balling or not, you know. I mean,
that's the only way. I mean, I look at it as I get better playing against guys.
Right.
So, when I play with guys, they tend to back off on defense. I tell them, hey, play aggressive defense. That's only going to make me better. So.
Right. I hear you. That's what it's all about. Yeah. I'm going to check real quick, you know. See what kind of park he was at and see if he was really balling, that kind of things. Like, that's cool. I tell you, Mark, let's go ahead and get started and we'll peel off on it.
Yes, sir. So how old was you when you first started playing sports?
So I've always played since I was like five years old. Cause I played T-ball, softball up until like softball leagues. And then I played soccer, basketball, volleyball, softball, pretty much played everything. So, yes, fifth grade, I know I went to, when I was in elementary, I know it was like the boys basketball team had asked me, hey, I know you're the only girl that really could play basketball here, but we would want you to play on a team. And I was like, nah, I didn't do it because I was like, I would feel weird. I was the only girl. But when I grew up, now it's like, all I want to do is practice or play against guys because it helped me get better.
Wow.
So,
okay. What organization did you play for? What leagues did you play when you was start playing?
I played at Prairie Village for T-ball up to machine pitch and on to then. And then I had played softball, like travel team, for 1 year. And then moved on to the next sport. So,
wow. So, okay. So, when basketball, when you started playing that, what did you play for? Like at the Wire, did you play for somebody?
So I started playing in the sixth grade at middle school. I played is when I really started playing for a team.
Okay.
But I've always grew up dribbling a ball or watching basketball, falling in love with it. And then I really started playing when middle school started, when I first hit middle school. So,
okay, cool.
So was you playing outside a lot or was you in the house chilling, playing on the game or something?
Can I answer that? I think I know the answer.
Yeah, so I begged my mom to get a basketball rim for the backyard. We got one nonstop. I was outside every day for about 30 minutes to an hour, putting up shots, free throws, anything that I could just to work on my game. So
check this out. You know, you list a plethora of sports that you played.
Yeah.
big time. So when did they start falling off? When did it become? Because I know I seen a picture of you with playing volleyball and things like that. So when did baseball, softball, whatever, stop? When did you stop playing that?
So I played soccer up until middle school. And then I played for Valley View and Beachland.
Okay.
And then I gave that up and realized, like, that wasn't for me. I did it just to stay active. And then all my years, I've always played three sports. So I've always played volleyball, basketball, and softball.
Wow.
Up until this year, I decided not to play volleyball because I was like, hey, it's my senior year. I have to really focus on basketball, and this is, like, my passion. And it just volleyball came to me, and was I just realized it wasn't really what I wanted to do anymore. So kind of grew out of that, but okay. I had to focus on what I need to do, so.
Right, ain't nothing wrong with that. Let me ask you this. Let's get it this way. What position did you play in softball, baseball, softball,
and soccer? First base and pitcher. It's between first pitcher and third base is where I normally played. So
how about soccer?
Goalie.
Was you good? But you blocking that stuff? That ball become a little bit too.
Yeah. Yes.
Man, ain't nothing wrong with that. Volleyball. What position you play volleyball?
So I started outside hitter, and I played middle 1 year, my freshman year, and I found out, like, hey, this isn't my position. And then sophomore year and junior year, I realized that right side hitter was my strongest side, so I went there. And then eventually just became to become a passer, just, like, rotating.
Okay.
But mainly just a hitter in the front row, so.
Okay, cool. You done made me tired. I'm ready to pick a net.
So what middle school did you actually attend?
Conway Middle. So, yeah.
Cool.
Everybody at Conway.
Right.
Yes, everybody's at Conway.
Conway, big time. So you mentioned AAU and different teams and things like that. Did you play AAU for any other sports besides basketball? Did you do, like, volleyball or soccer or anything like that?
I did a travel team with softball for 1 year.
Okay.
And then that was it. But as far as basketball for AAU, I played as many years that I could get into summer ball.
Okay, cool.
So, rename the AAU team that you did play for the people who just now coming on.
Okay. FBC Midwest from Ohio. Yeah.
And let me go back to middle school. Like, did you play all, like, I mean, I know that, you know, you some of that stuff peeled off. So, did Conway have a volleyball team, or did you have to do, like, a club or team or anything like that?
Yes, they had a volleyball team. I played volleyball, basketball, and softball all 3 years at middle school too, up and then to high school up until this season or this year.
What's your batting average?
Your
power hitter or your slap hitter? What's going on?
Hitter. Yeah, she didn't want me to really slap. I don't know.
Oh man. Okay. Let me, I got off track. So, how did AAU basketball your game?
I feel like playing with gym rats really helped me because you were playing with one of the top performers. So, it really challenged me to be more aggressive and stronger with the ball inside and outside the paint. Mm-hmm. And then as far as playing with this past AAU team, it was just it was fast paced, and that's what I really needed to get back into and learning how to play as a team.
Okay. Real quick before you go, Mark, everybody who's watching, sure. Hit that subscribe button, hit that like button, sign in, do whatever you got to do. Go ahead, Mark.
So what made you decide to go to PRP High School?
I don't really know. My family has all graduated from PRP. So it's kind of just like I kind of went to PRP, but I also played up with the summer league and was like, hey, I can see myself playing here for the next 4 years. And I really grew to build a connection with the girls, and I've loved it so far. So,
before I go to this one question, I want to go into the high school. What was the biggest challenge for you from eighth grade to ninth grade? So from Conway to PRP.
Mm-hmm. I had to, well, as far as high school, I was playing. I got playing time. And when I had hit high school, we had Coach Pritchard. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you guys know him. We had him my freshman and sophomore year. So it was a challenge for me because it was better girls on the team that had IQ and were a lot faster than me, and it pushed me to work harder and harder to actually earn a starting spot up until last year when I started. So
right. So as you freshman year, right, going to your sophomore year now, you like I said, you're playing with better competition, basically, you know, teammates, high IQ, faster, stronger, bigger, faster, strong, you know, all that kind of stuff. So how did it help you being exposed to that eighth grade, ninth grade year going into your sophomore year?
It helped me actually a lot because I got to see how aggressive the other players were, how hard they pushed me in practice, and it led me to now push the younger people in practice and get them to where I am and what I had to go through. So it's just, it's been hard, but I went to training sessions. I would go every day that I could, get in the gym, put up extra shots, dribble drills, compete. I know in practice, this one girl was, I would always guard my sister. Oh. And because she's faster than me. And I was like, if I can slide my, if I can slide on defense, beat her and play good, I know that I'll be okay. So okay. I was like, let me guard somebody that's good so that I can get myself better.
Okay. So you had an older sister was already at PRP.
Yes.
Okay.
Cool. So we played together my freshman year, was her senior year.
Okay, cool. That's real good stuff. I like it. We got ballers. How many siblings you got? What's going on?
My little sister goes at PR. She's a PRP right now too. She's a sophomore. Okay. She plays volleyball. She's a beast at volleyball. She's young, but by her senior year, she's gonna be really good. Okay. So.
Okay. The Joneses is running PRP.
My whole family is athletes, so.
I love it. Yeah. Love it. So. How would you describe your game?
Like I said, I've had to work to get where I am now. And I still have to go to training sessions and still work out any other time that I can. Because a player can always work on a game, their game to get better. I look at myself as a hard worker that never gives up. Even if we get down, I'm encouraging the team, trying to encourage myself. And just keep playing.
That's leadership.
Absolutely.
That's leadership. That's what's needed.
So which basketball player do you look up to or enjoy watching?
Haley Van Lith, for sure. She's very aggressive. I watch every game that she plays. Went to the Louisville camp. Mm-hmm. Worked out with all the Louisville girls, Jeff Walls. It was great. Got to talk to her a little bit and see, just watch how she plays. And it just, I like her drive and it helps me to handle the ball and watch her, how she aggressive she is. And it helped me out a lot this season. And it will.
Ooh. Well, you get to talk to Coach JP?
I didn't.
Oh man, that's the friend of the show right there. You got that's all, but out of that, you got to holler at JP. Good though, ain't nothing wrong with that. And I saw some pictures, some great pictures at those camps. So that's good stuff. Let's see, how confident are you before the games? You know, you got practice, you got, you know, stuff you prepping for. When you all, you know, before the games, how confident are you going into the game?
So usually when school's over and we have to be back at a certain time, as soon as we get back to school or enter the locker room, I'm locked in. It's everything else that I'm worried about or is on my mind is gone. When I hit the court, it's just nothing but play ball. Like, okay. And then I focus, listen to music if I have to get myself ready. And if I have an opportunity, I go up to the other gym, put up shots, at least 50 shots before I go play.
Good stuff.
Right, so when you out there playing on the court, what are you focusing on while you out there playing?
Just us playing together, really. It can't be a one-person show. You have to get your teammates involved, but then you also have to get yourself involved. So as long as y'all work together, it'll all come out right.
Good. So being last year, you know, junior, what experience your junior year do you carry over to your senior year to help you guys?
I would say being more smart. Like, we need to be smarter. We played a tough schedule last year. I know five of the teams that we played went to state, and then there was three that was runner-up in regionals. So we had a tough schedule last year, but we never gave up. We work hard. I tell the girls all the time, hey, don't give up. No matter how many points we get down, we have to fight till the end of the game.
Right. Yeah, I saw you put in work against my school. I saw you. I said, look at
Through the day, through the thistle. Okay, baller.
What's your favorite part of the game?
What'd you say?
What's your favorite part of the game?
I like getting my team involved. There's times that I'm probably too selfish or not too selfish, and I tend to pass the ball more than I probably should take the shot myself. But I just like getting my team involved first, and then my points will come.
Right.
Like you said, for people who join us, we got Bowler, Brianna Jones on here, PRP class of 23, Lady Panthers basketball standout. Make sure you hit that subscribe button, hit that like button, sign in, do whatever you got to do, create an account, because it don't stop. We keep going. So what do you feel you needed to improve on? Going into the year. Yes.
Ball handling. This year, as like due, because we lost Chandler, she is out for a season due to knee injury this past summer because she tore her ACL. So we all have to learn to adjust. So I went from playing post player to now playing guard, point guard. So ball handling and just working the ball around. Yeah, it's been a big transition. But I'm doing it. So
you know what's so funny? Because as I'm looking up stuff and actually trying to create graphics for you, and I looked, and I was like, okay. Put small forward. I'm like, is she small forward? She's center, power forward. And I saw the G. I saw the guard. And I was like, I'm about to ask about this. Now, see, that, my fault. I should have put the guard on there. You know.
Yeah, so Coach Black was like, Bree, you got to be the ball handler this year. We need you to carry the team. Wow. Chandler's out. You got to step up. So I was like, yes, sir. I'll step up. I mean, I'll play any position on the court. It doesn't matter what position. I'm going to play it with my heart. Play it all.
Good stuff.
Yeah. Yes, it is. Absolutely. So, besides being on the court, what other fun things do you like doing?
Just hang out with family and friends. And I usually am in the gym all the time. So.
And I'm wrong with
that. That crowd.
Yeah, that's good stuff. That's, you know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, you're in the lab. So, So look, this is an opportunity. Talk about your teammates. Talk about some of the players that we don't know nothing about, but you do. And so you know, give us a scouting report. Tell us, you know, about them. Tell us about your teammates.
Right. So I'm going to start with Janae. They actually refer to us as Twin Towers. They get us confused all the time, which is funny. But her and I played middle school ball. We went to middle school together, played 7th grade, 8th grade year together. So we grew up playing together. Transferred to PRP. We both continue to play. But, I mean, she's a post player. She can shoot, pop short corner, but she's really aggressive. She'll come in. She's quick, athletic, get rebounds, and play every play of the game with her heart. Like, she never gives up. So, yeah, we're locked in. We've been close for a while, so.
Okay. Y'all almost like sisters, aren't you?
That's what everybody thinks.
All right. Good.
And then we have Alyssa. She, this is her second year here at PRP. She's good defender, good three-point shooter. She'll come in, hustle. She's really strong. She'll make strong moves to get into the paint. Pull up for jump shots. She was a good help to the team. And we got Jamie. She's a big center. I love that kid. She plays every game with her heart, like never gives up, gives it all she has, really aggressive. We'll get rebounds, putbacks, everything. And then we had a transfer over this year from Ballard, Cam. She's 6'2".
Oh, wow.
So yeah, she's been a bonus to the team. Comes in and gives the post players a break. She'll come in, rebound a ball. She's aggressive. So, and then as far as the rest of the team, it's just that we have a young team. So we've had some JV players have to step up and play on the next level with the varsity team. And they've learned to accept that it's a great opportunity, and they're playing really good with us. And as far as the rest of the team, we're working hard. So,
you don't mind if I call you Bree?
Do you? No.
You know, because I'm scared to death I'm going to mess your name up. I'm going to Anna, you know that kind of stuff. So I'm like, Bree, let's do that. Bree, so let me ask you this. So out of the young bunch, has any of them caught your eye? Like, you know, that's really, like, we need to be watching out for her. I think.
So Tanaya Weathers, she actually is out right now for season due to, but she's out right now with shoulder injury. So she'll be back soon. And then she's a guard as well, point guard. And we have Tatiana Crawford. She's a junior as well. And she's aggressive.
Okay.
So I would say those two are probably the main two to look out for coming up to this season and next season.
Okay. Well, we're going to help you out a little bit more. Okay. Who's the best shooter on the team?
Best shooter?
Yes.
We got it varies between me and Alyssa.
Okay.
You know, so us two kind of shoot the most. It just depends. Some nights she'll make more than I do. Other nights I'll have a better game than she does. So it just depends.
Okay. Who's the best passer on the team?
Passer? I mean, we all mess up. I don't really know who's the
best. You gotta give me one now. Come on now. Don't make me call Coach Black.
Oh, you're all here.
Right.
Let me see. Maybe Tanaya. She's out right now, like I said, but she's really aggressive. So,
best 3-point shooter.
3-point shooter. Like I said, me or Alyssa.
Hey, don't be shy. If it's you, it's you. It's good. Okay.
Yeah. More.
That's good. That's okay. You know.
Like,
I already know this one, best rebounder.
And Janae.
Oh, I thought you was gonna throw yourself a bone.
No, Janae kills me on board sometimes. She's more aggressive than I am down there. So.
Best shot blocker.
Shot blocker. Probably me. Last season I probably had the most blocks.
Okay. I think I may. Who turns the ball over? No, I'm playing. Joke. Don't give that up. Don't do that. You're not gonna hate all the people.
Yes.
Don't do that. Okay. Yeah, that's cool. Thank you. But you know. That's cool. We wanted to go ahead and get that out. But before we get to that, the last thing that Mark does, we're going to have a little bit of fun right here. So, and let's get this out your face real quick. Batman or Superman?
Batman.
Batman been rolling tough, baby. They been rolling.
Absolutely.
Tacos or pizza?
Pizza.
That's what you said,
pizza from anywhere though. There's so many pizza places. There's not that many taco places you can get tacos from.
My goodness gracious. Sounds like you really Ja Morant, Jason Tatum.
Ja Morant.
Okay.
Ja been rolling too.
Yeah. Lil Durk, Lil Baby.
Oh, this was tough. I would say Lil Baby. I listen to him more than I do Lil Durk.
Okay. Cool. Beats by Dre or AirPods?
AirPods.
Okay. Cool. So we just going to skip that other one because we already got that. Qdoba or Chipotle?
Chipotle.
Okay. Jimmy John's up Penn Station.
Penn Station.
Okay. Yeah. Now this right here, this is very crucial. I've said this to a lot of people on the show, and I'm going to tell you, Mark might take that PRP head off if you get this wrong. I don't know. It's gonna get a he almost threw it out several times. So here we go. Last but not least, drums or flats?
Drums.
Yes!
Yes! Yes! Family! Family! You are You are the first. I think we started it. I think probably maybe four or five other people have done it. You are the first that has said drums. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you. On that note, Mark, since you're on here, you didn't walk off, didn't leave the set or nothing. Please hit it with the last one.
Yes, sir. Hey, this is the time where we give our guests the floor to thank their family and friends who always been in their corner.
Yeah, so I just want to thank my friends and family that logged on tonight. Coaches, great coaching staff, love them to death. I wouldn't be where I am today without them. And just my teammates. I wouldn't be the player that I am without them and that the bond that we've created.
I'll tell you, Bree, thank you for joining us. Great interview. We've enjoyed talking to you. We wish you nothing but the best.
Absolutely.
We expect to see your name on some of these polls, you know what I'm saying, hopefully weekly, so you can go and get that vote, get that player of the week and things like that. But, you know, you're a great baller. And seeing it on Twitter, everybody saying you're a great person and a student athlete, all that good stuff. So we wish you nothing but the best, and thank you for joining us tonight.
Thank you for having me.
No problem. We'll see you again. Yes. That's what I'm talking about. Let me see, Mark. I want to. You know what, Mark? Let's go ahead and knock something out real quick because we got a important games that are this weekend. I think I have it on this one still, and I'm gonna go ahead. We had our guest on yesterday.
Yeah,
Derek rocked and rolled with it. So we're going to go ahead and do a quick surmise of stuff. So right off the bat, we have the Class A Championship game Friday, Pikeville 11-2 versus Raceland 13-1. Yep. From a traditional power, you know, great facilities, Raceland, great ballers. I mean, it should be a great one. Very interested to see how this is going to play out. Because a lot of people, I mean, you know, you've heard of Pikeville. A lot of people haven't heard of Raceland.
Right.
So this right here, you know, they got a lot of athletes on Raceland. You know, it's – we'll see. I mean, I think – I don't even want to pick this one because I – you know, of course, I'm leaning towards Raceland just because, you know, we had a couple of guys that was on there and actually more than that.
Yeah.
But Pikeville's got a great program. So it should be a very interesting game. Make sure you guys go Friday and support, without a doubt. Next up, we got 2A championship game, Beachwood versus Mayfield, 14-0, 13-1. We're talking about these two teams. I don't know how many times they probably played for the championship. Just because a lot of the reclassification, you know,
yeah,
on the field or whatever. But they always playing for a championship, it seems like. Maybe not against each other, but period. This right here is going to be a great game. It's going to be a real great game, man. I can't speak on it like that. Beachwood always has great players in tradition. Mayfield, great year. So we're going to see if they're able to be undefeated still. So should be a good game. Make sure y'all check it out Friday. And Lex, Class 4A, Corbin versus Boyle County. Powerhouse. Those are two powerhouses, man. I mean, Boyle County is going for their third in a row.
Right.
And I forgot what Derek said, but I know it's almost in the teens, if not, it's in the teens as far as championship Boyle County's at.
Yeah.
Corbin has championships.
Yeah.
This right, do not take that two losses and say, oh, man, Corbin, because I think right here this is going to be something special.
Right.
I think Quisenberry, like he said, like Derek said yesterday, can be the difference of this game. 3A championship, Kyle versus Bardstown. Two different styles. You got a rushing team, you know, with a big play guy. Ty can take it to the house anytime, so that's going to be something. What you got, some eggnog over? What's it? I already know what kind, but is that eggnog you're drinking on that?
Yeah, bro.
Okay. It's the season to be Holly. I love it.
Cal, though, I'm going to tell you, Cal has so many great players. Cole Hodges, Gavin, Darren Cotton, all that good stuff. Yes. I just can't wait for that one. That's going to be, I think, the first game on Saturday. Mm-hmm. You got to be able to keep up.
Right.
That's the whole name of the game. You don't want it to get in a track meet, really, even though Barstown, they big plays and rushing and stuff. We'll see with that. So make sure you definitely check that out. 5A Championship, Frederick Douglass, Bowling Green. Frederick Douglass is my crush, just like Boyd County has been my crush with the
stuff. Yeah.
I just think Frederick Douglass made this guy too much. I mean,
right. Yeah.
Should be a good one, but I don't know how long it's going to be a good one.
Exactly. Right? Exactly.
And Frederick Douglass wasn't tested a lot of times, right?
Right.
Remember, they was blowing everybody up. Then they got tested in the playoff. That helps you. You know, trying to get back to the championship game, that's very hard. Make sure you guys subscribe before you get off here, please. We love it. Thank you for joining us big time. But I think Frederick Douglass, I'm just leaning towards Frederick Douglass. And I know you've seen Bowling Green.
Yeah, Bowling Green give up a big lead early. It's a route.
Right, it's got to be snail game. It got to be slow pace, all that.
It got to be close because you let it get out of hand, it's over.
Then they party at halftime. Mel High versus Bullies should be a good one. Like I said last night, I just think the difference is Daniel Sweeney.
Yeah,
and I think. People fail to realize when you don't play when you play somebody the second time, because that's odd in football. Football, absolutely. You play a team one time, that's it.
You're done,
right? It's over. Maryland played these teams twice.
Yeah.
You know, got a nice roll on one of them. You gotta have a little luck to win a championship. And that was their luck on that one, I would say, because the way the refs didn't call a TD. And that ball just went through the eight pocket. Hey, you know, you take it and run and keep it moving. And you do like Corey did. You just say goodbye to the crowd and just let's go. Let's go. So, but thinking about Bullies, great team, great quarterback, great running back. A lot of them play both ways. So to me, Coach Wolf, legend, another male high coach legend. If he sits there and decides he wants this sledgehammer, because Daniel and him don't play both ways. You know what I'm saying? Like, nobody want to tackle him in the third, fourth quarter.
He's
awful. So if you got a guy that you're getting pressure on from the, you know, who's playing offense and he's got to run around and stuff like that and play defense. Trust me, if I was a coach, I'm not. I played one on TV. I would go ahead and run Daniel about 30 times, man. That's it. See, I would, by the time fourth quarter, you'd be tongue out. You can't do nothing.
Yeah, you tired.
And for Bully East, they need to make it a track meet. It has to be half scoring. If it's a slugfest, they're not going to win that slugfest. They got to go ahead and take care of business.
AJ was talking about this in the car. AJ Holler, it's going to be hard to beat a healthy male team.
Right.
Very hard to beat a healthy male team.
Right. And it's going to be good, but we're going to see. We're going to rock and roll with that. Hey, you know, let's go ahead and get in this. This was a disappointing thing that happened last night, an embarrassment.
Yeah.
Ohio State crushed Louisville basically in the third quarter and fourth quarter. 96-77. We want to talk about some NFL, but we definitely going to talk about this real quick. The thing about this game, because we was doing the show, so we was like all that kind of stuff like that. Excuse me. But I would say this Louisville team doesn't play defense like the past Louisville teams.
Yep, exactly what you said.
Oh, no crap, Will. They got 96. No, I'm just saying, period. You don't lose to a lot of these teams that you lost to the Bahamas because they run – solid offense.
Right.
They run, like, for instance, for all the males on here that's watching this and don't know what I'm talking about, like Bellarmine, when they healthy, they make you play the whole shot clock.
Mm-hmm.
The teams that Louisville lost to in the Bahamas, that's what they did. So you can't have no breakdown, right? And last year you had Emily, who was erasing all the sins, right? Louisville didn't have no really no lockdown defender as far as the perimeter wise,
right?
Right? Not to a couple of years since Jasmine Jones type stuff, but they had Emily that was protecting that back. It makes a difference. You don't have it. Morgan Jones, great player, but she's not Emily. Emily's 6'1". I mean, don't get me wrong, Jones is 6'1", 2 or tall, whatever, but Emily, you know, shoulder wider. That's what she played inside type stuff. That type of things like that. So, defense, man. You don't get your defense together, that's the problem. And but I will say this. Of all the teams on the campus and things like that, I trust Jeff Walls will get this stuff right.
Absolutely.
I just want to be real. He'll get it right. I'm not concerned with him. You see what I'm saying? I'm not worried about him.
Yeah, I know. Exactly.
I'm not worried about Coach Walls, Coach JP, and all them. I know they'll get it together. They show tape or whatever. Because they got ballers. We know that. So they just got everybody's got to get in on their defense. And I think they will. So, you know, that kind of part like that. So. Mark, can you go ahead and do the NBA real quick? You got some scores? Are you able to do that?
Yeah, I got you.
Okay.
Hold on. Wait a minute.
Just do last night if you can.
All right, absolutely. Got you with that one. NBA last night, Wednesday the 30th, we had Lakers who beat the Trailblazers 128-109, surprisingly. Cleveland beat 76ers 113-85. Wow. ATL beat Magic's 125-108. Boston beat Miami 134-121. Nets beat the Wizards 113-107. Bucks beat New York 109-103. Timberwolves beat the Grizzlies 109-101. I think Ja Morant is still out. Pelicans beat Toronto 126-108. Thunder beat the Spurs 119-111. Nuggets beat Houston 120-110. Suns beat the Bulls 132-113. Ain't no defense.
Right.
Jazz beat the Clippers 125-112. Kings beat Indiana 137-114. I ain't gonna be surprised. We're gonna say some scores. We're gonna how about 205-195.
Woo-wee. And speaking of that, and you're absolutely right, no defense. I'm gonna say this, like I wanna give the standings real quick, folks, before we move on to some NFL. In the Eastern Conference Atlanta, you have the Boston Celtics at 18-4. They are balling. 6-game lead over the 76ers. In the Central, you got the Milwaukee Bucks, 15-5. 2-game lead over surprising Cleveland Cavaliers. And also the Indiana Pacers are coming. They 12-9. In the South, you got the Hawks in the with a 1-game lead over the Wizards. In the Western Conference, you got the Nuggets with a 2.5-game lead over Utah Jazz. In the Pacific, you got the Suns doing what Suns do. Booker 50-51 last night.
Yeah.
Only missed like 5 shots or something like that.
Yep.
Some crazy. 3-game lead over the Clippers. The Lakers are down there swimming in the bottom of the sea. Southwest Pelicans with a 1-game lead over the Grizzlies. I'm totally impressed with Boston, man. Without a doubt, bro. That's
real. Gotta be new coach, all that. Yeah.
All that stuff. Let me peel those guys off for it. We got a four. Update. Georgia number one, Michigan number two, Southern Cal number four, TCU number three. In the waiting, you have Ohio State and Alabama. Alabama's not even playing in the championship game, so I don't think they're gonna have a chance to get in there. We know that Ohio State is not, so if one of them fall out, it's gonna be Ohio State first. You know that kind of stuff.
Right. Exactly.
I'm rooting for TCU. Hang in there, brothers. Hang in there. Please hang in there. Just hang in there. Southern Cal, you got a tough Utah team in their
conference.
But Georgia, I heard you, Georgia. Nobody gave them. Nobody really talked about Georgia. You know they won it last year. They lost a lot of players. Nobody talked about them. So they hanging there doing what they do. So, hey, hats off to them real like that.
Hey,
Go ahead, brother.
Jim Harbaugh getting a contract extension next week because he beat Ohio State.
Big boy status too. You know, you got coaches that are not that good who are average getting big payday. What do you think he gonna get?
What you said.
He's already getting paid. He really gonna right. get. Yeah, that's nasty. So we got the Bills versus Patriots. Bills 4-point favorite. The game is actually going on right now. We got an update on that?
Yeah, 7-3 New England.
What do you think about this game?
Hey, it's game for one, it's a divisional game. And we all know what Mr. Bill Belichick gonna do. He's gonna try to take Allen out. You gotta stop Allen. Really ain't got no run game. The offensive line really ain't good because you lost your tackle. He's done for a couple of games and stuff like that or whatever.
Right.
Then you got what's his name? Judon on the other side. You got to worry about him. Worry about him.
Right.
Because if he gets going, it's Buffalo gonna lose his game.
No, you're right. I mean, I actually in one of my things I do, I actually got the Patriots getting like actually in the league like 4.5. So I took the Patriots. I'm like, I think the Bills may win, but it's gonna be like 3 points. You know what I'm saying? It's gonna be a game. And like you said, all the pressure, you know, on everybody's MVP. He started out like a blaze. Now all these injuries and different stuff and all that pressure. I just want to say, it is hard to duplicate what you did the previous year. People don't understand that.
Yeah.
Everybody thinks just because they was in a shootout against Kansas City that they automatically was going to be placed in there. Now they got to worry about the Dolphins, the Jets, all these teams. They're not nobody's scared of them. We know there's grown men, and I know they won't admit it, but, you know, when you got Patty Mahomes out there, and really, before you know, when Patty was out there, everybody just knew Tyreek is a blazer. Nobody knew what he – you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
He gone. He's still rocking and rolling. Kelce still rocking and rolling. Yeah, it's not still the same. Rocking. Not the same. All right, so Sunday, we got the Steelers going to ATL. Break it down for us real quick, Mark.
For one, I think this is very disrespectful. I don't care if we're on the road or not. I don't care about us being on the road. I think our defense is going to rock with Highsmith doing what he's doing right now is crazy because now it's like you can't double team nobody no more because dude's going to get freed up. Our TJ Jackson, I believe, come back this game, see what he can do. They don't have they tight end, so only thing we really got to worry about
They didn't have him when he was playing.
Facts. Only thing I feel like Pittsburgh got worried about is that 6'4 running back.
Patterson.
But you gotta put a hat on him. Put a hat on him to slow him down. Cause ain't nobody. I mean, he's big, so he really ain't been taking no big licks. And ain't no really no big linebackers in the league no more.
Yeah, he's huge. He's huge. He's
that's a big boy.
He's you know when they talk about that kind of stuff, they always talk about Deebo Samuel. And I love Deebo Samuel, but Deebo ain't 6'4". You know what I'm saying? This dude's 230. He's humongous. So it's a difference. So, yeah, I think, you know, the only reason why it's warm because Atlanta was at home. So, really, it probably should be like a 4 or 5 point lead. I mean, get a point spread thing on that one. I think the Steelers would go ahead and take care of business. But you don't want it to be close because Mariota's going to run around. Pittison, they got a good stable of running backs, period.
Yeah,
they got a lot of good running backs. So, you know, you want to go ahead and nip that in the bud. Don't go back and forth. Jump on them. You know what I'm saying? At least 10-point lead type thing. Don't give them hope because their type of team, all of a sudden some fluke stuff is going to happen. And then, oh, my goodness, then the ATL is going to be rocking. Right. They be rocking. You know what I'm saying? So, but I'm going with the Steelers on this one, too. Packers versus the Bears. 3.5-point favorite, Packers, on the road.
What I saw was today is what I saw, and it just popped up on my phone again, that Fields is likely to play this game.
He has to.
If Fields play this game, I'm not giving the Packers a chance.
Right.
I'm not going to give them no chance at all if Fields play this game. If Fields don't play, that's a different story.
Yeah, that's different. That's different.
But if Fields play, Packers don't got a chance.
Yeah, I mean, I feel that too. I mean, I know he's not healthy. I mean, not fully, but who is. My thing is this, like, and I thought the same thing. And really, maybe we need the Bears to go ahead and win so they can go ahead and say that they officially are eliminated, the Packers.
Yes.
So Jordan Love can play. Because, granted, he got in there against the Eagles. Dude wasn't bad.
He wasn't bad.
But do you know how much money that old boy's going to get next year? $59 million? Are you serious? Like, dudes like at 40-something, 50, 59, 50. Like,
yeah.
It's crazy. Like, why would you pay an old man that much money?
That kind of money.
No way. If he wanted to go to San Fran, let him go. Bye. Sorry. Dude, because you're really a hit away. Dude, you're breaking down. You're getting more injuries every game, dude. Now your ribs. So now the Packers, I don't feel sorry for you, but they being held hostage.
Yeah.
They're being held hostage. That's what's going on. That's what's going on. And like you said, I'm riding with the Bears as long as Fields play. If Fields don't play, then we know who's going to win that game. Jags, 1-point favorite over the Lions. Now, this is disrespectful, too.
Yeah, it really is. It did. We don't even know if the running back for the Jaguars is even going to play this game.
Right.
His foot, he still got that foot injury or whatever, but I'm not betting against no Detroit no more this year.
Not at home either. Not at home.
Detroit, I don't see Detroit let Jaguars come here and win this game.
Nope. And that's what's crazy. Just because the Jaguars beat the Ravens, they on the road. They ain't at the crib. That was the Ravens. Ravens let everybody come back.
Exactly. once this Detroit Lions team get on you, it's a wrap.
And
they playing. It's. I feel like don't get it twisted, Goff. You having a hell of a season. But once they really get that quarterback,
right,
they going to be good.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Because, like I said, they believe. And, I mean, maybe this system is a friendly system like the Rams it was for them. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying it's the Rams, but a friendly system. And that's what a quarterback needs, something to match their, you know what I'm saying, their skill set. And, you know, hey, you get rid of your best tight end, and he really ain't doing too much for the Vikings. You know what I'm saying? Like, right. I thought he was going to do like that. And the Lions just keep going. Man, if the Lions lose, I'll be shocked, man. I'll really be shocked for real. And I just think it's a total disrespect to them.
Right.
Unless they got a whole bunch of injuries that we don't know nothing about. Jets versus the Vikings. Vikings are only a 3-point favorite at home.
I'm intrigued with this matchup because I want to see Sauce against JJ.
Ooh.
I'm ready to see that matchup. Let's see how good this rookie really is. And he better follow him around the whole field. Forget one side, follow him. I want to see how good he really is.
If you get burnt and all that kind of stuff, I don't want to hear nothing. Then y'all better talk. Y'all better give Trayvon Diggs his due because he shut him down.
Yeah.
I mean, granted, we got pass rush, but Jets defense ain't bad either.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So yeah, we gonna find out quick if Sauce is following him and all this kind of stuff. We gonna find out what you made of because if they don't, they protect the dude. You're 6'4" yourself, so let's go. You're taller than following him, so let's go. But you know what? Them only being 3-point favorite, if that was at the Jets, just be like 4-point favorite, man, at the crib.
Exactly.
So that let you know, everybody ain't too keen on the Vikings. They was all on the trail when they beat. Who was they beat? Who they beat? That everybody got hyped over.
Oh, you talking about the Jets?
No, Vikings. Before Dallas smacked them.
It was a couple of teams that they beat, I think. That they got excited.
The Bills. That was the Bills. It was the Bills. Yeah, the Bills and the Dolphins. The Bills and the Dolphins. And everybody like, man, they Super Bowl. Now, when Dallas went ahead and did something dirty to them, ain't nobody saying nothing.
They ain't talking. You don't hear them talking.
Oh, we didn't know nothing about that. But I would say this. We're going to learn a lot about the Jets in this game. If they go in there and win, okay. Okay. Then Buffalo, we have a problem.
Yes.
We have a problem.
Yes, sir.
And I mean, you know, I'm going for the Jets, bro. I want all the people above us lose anyway. But Commanders, 2.5-point favorite on the road to the Giants. This is disrespectful Sunday.
It is, but it's a divisional game. Let's see how good the Commanders are.
Right.
I mean, they rocking, they doing their thing, you know what I'm saying? Can they go to the G-Man and get this win? But you gotta stop Barkley.
Oh yeah.
You gotta stop Barkley. You gotta slow him down.
Right.
If you slow him down, then y'all might got a chance to win a game because they really don't got no receivers over.
None. Ooh,
you know what I'm saying? So it's like you slow him down, y'all can actually pull this game off.
Yeah.
And I think technically, because I reported it last week, and then they said he ain't gonna play.
Oh,
but I think this is the game that Young is gonna play. Stop saying he gonna play, and then with game time, you say he ain't playing.
Brother, I'm gonna tell you this. I'm gonna be real with you. He needs to play this game.
Yeah.
He needs to play this game. If they want to have a chance to do anything and win like that, he has to play this game. They are in prime position. Like, Giants is ahead of them in the division. They need this game. I don't care because the Giants has one threat offensively that you're scared of. It ain't Slayton. It ain't none of that. You know, Slayton's really a third receiver. You know what I'm saying? But it ain't him. It's Barkley. It's him.
Yeah.
And if he's eating, then you got Daniel Jones coming around the side and doing all this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Commanders with that defense should be able to control this. So now the difference is going to be the Giants defense versus the Commanders offense. Who wins that battle? Wins that battle? And I mean, you know, because that's you know, as much as Commanders have won 5 games in a row or something like it, you know, which looks cute, but let's be real on this. The last 5 games, they beat the Falcons at home, and nobody's scared of them. They beat the Texans on the road. Okay. Beat the Eagles. Now, that's impressive. Lost the Vikings. Beat the Colts and beat the Packers. So, like, 4-2 out of the last, like that. You know, so you can't lose this. You can't beat the Eagles if the Eagles not beat the Giants if the Giants.
Right.
I'm sorry.
Right.
You can't. I mean, then all of a sudden we know there was a fraud. You know what I'm saying? Like, dude, y'all not really that good. So, I think it's – where your coin at? I think it's a pick'em. I really do think it's a pick'em.
Yeah.
Titans versus Eagles. 4.5. So, they scared of the Titans? Vegas is scared of the Titans because it's only a 4.5-point spread?
I don't see Derrick Henry keep having these little bad games that he's having because everybody's loading the box up now because they know that's how you beat Tennessee.
Yeah, you better.
Just load the box up now because we know Tannehill, he's who he's throwing the ball to. But I hate to say this, but I'm going to give the edge to the Eagles because if they stop Derrick Henry, you basically stop Tennessee. They have no life without Derrick Henry taking off of 75, a 50.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Even after the contact, you get 5-6 yards. You know what I'm saying? But if you stop him y'all load that box up, Eagles got a chance to really take over this game.
Yeah, they got a chance to dominate big time. It has to be a slow-paced game.
Yeah.
You know, we're talking about 7-3, 10-7 at halftime. You know what I'm saying? It can't be that they done scored 2 touchdowns in the first 5 minutes because then it's a wrap. Then it's a wrap.
Right.
Because Titans ain't got the offense to come back like that. We know that.
Absolutely not.
But, I mean, apparently Vegas is scared of this game because normally a Titans team that came off a loss or whatever, they would be a double-figure loss. I mean, anybody else would. So they respecting them and they kind of scared. But I'm riding with the Eagles on this one though. I think they should go ahead and take care of business.
They better.
Broncos versus Ravens, 8.5. I think that point spread is too high. I don't trust the Ravens.
For one, if Lamar Neal don't go out there and blow them out, dude, like
he may not even play.
I forgot he left practice earlier today. I forgot all about that. But heck, with a backup quarterback, you better beat the Broncos.
They better beat them. I'm with you. I think you better beat them, but I think the Broncos' defense is way better than what people think they are. You know what I'm saying? And offense just sucks. Horrible. And Wilson,
you can't even talk about him no more. He gets no more love.
I've never seen, so many teams or so many fantasy leagues that drop his butt. Like, people just boop, 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 get rid of him.
He's on everybody's bench.
And he's got good receivers. I mean, you know, don't get me wrong, Judy and Hamlin have been hurt, but Patrick, I think it really hurt when Patrick, the big receiver, but still, you have
big dog.
To do what you got to do. And, man, you should be good for 17 points just because of you. You got a killer defense, dude. You got a lockdown defense. And can't do nothing, bro. I mean, I'm with you. If Lamar plays, they should. But I just don't trust him. I mean, it's one of them games. All of a sudden, it was 31-7. And then you look up, it's 31-24.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, like.
Right.
Yeah. But if Lamar don't play, even with Snoop, they should win. But then it's like, uh-oh.
There we go.
Yeah, that kind of stuff. Oh, speaking of uh-oh, Mr. Uh-oh makes his return home. Now, how you going to talk about the league didn't know how many games he was going to be suspended for? Yes, they did.
Yes,
and
fought
him back enough time to play the Texans. And for them to be struggling with a 4-7 or whatever record they have, 4-7, they are 7 points. I mean, come on, they should at least be only a three because, you know, we know Texans is garbage. This is an opportunity for him to stick it.
Yes.
And that's the problem. That's what he did in Texas. He stuck it, and he got in trouble. He kept on sticking it. And bam.
And you know what's so crazy about this? I was reading up on it earlier this week, and they talked about some of the women who settled is going to be at the game.
I heard that.
Why?
And who's giving them tickets? Well, I mean, they got paid. They got paid, though. Look, they can afford it.
They got paid, yes.
Was that in the package?
That need to come out.
Was that in the package? Like, hey, I'm gonna need $300,000, but I'm gonna need a ticket to that game, your first game back, okay?
Oh,
I got you,
dude.
Yeah, they're gonna do a whole poster stuff.
What you said? This game gonna be a toss up for me because watch Houston accidentally beat the Browns.
No, I got you. All right, I'm putting on the pass. Either this is going to be a nip and tuck game or either Deshaun Watson is going to go off.
He's going to go
ham. And if he goes ham, bro, that's not good because they're not out of that division.
No.
You know what I'm saying? They're not out of that division. And if you got somebody who is really a great quarterback like he is, boy, you're going to have everybody talking about him in the back room. They're going to say, man, I knew we should have signed him.
Right.
We was too scared, but the Browns did it anyway. Yeah.
They did it anyway.
Desperate. Yeah. But, hey, like you said, it's either Texas is going to win this or it's going to be a nip and tuck three-point game type stuff, or the Browns is going to blow them out.
Yep.
And you know they're going to try to put everything in a situation for him to have about 4 or 5 TDs on his return.
Right.
Seahawks, ain't this something? I thought I'd never say this. Seahawks, 7-point favorite at the Rams.
Sad thing about it, I got Seahawks beating the Rams in L.A. Aaron Donald's questionable. Like,
right. He's done. Yeah. Is old boy playing? Matthew Stafford, is he playing?
No, you know what's so crazy? what I'm looking at, they talked about he might be done for the season.
They know they ain't not going nowhere. That's what that means. When you already, they know it's done. I mean, what are they?
Yeah.
They are 3-8. Yeah, they're done. They're woo-wee. They're really done.
They're out.
I mean, hey, Super Bowl to can't win 5 games for the season. That's not good. So I'm rolling with the Seahawks, but we did preview different stuff like beginning of the season. I would never thought that. I thought Seahawks be 3-8.
What you said?
Speaking of surprise teams, Dolphins versus 49ers. 49ers is 4-point favorite.
To be realistic about it, the 49ers need this game more than Madden. They need this game more than Miami. Can they slow Miami down? I don't think so.
That's a problem, then.
I don't think they can, because if you can't slow them down, you can't get no shootout with them neither.
Right.
You're not going to be able to do that. You got Debo. You got Matthew. I mean, look, you got Christian over and stuff like that. This is going to be rough to try to slow that down unless Bosa just keep getting to what's called. You know what I'm saying?
You know the problem is Jimmy G. Nobody trusts Jimmy G, man.
Right.
That's the problem. I mean, it's the same as last, because he has more weapons this year.
Yes, he does.
Anytime you add a Christian McCaffrey, you got more
weapons. Anybody's team.
Right. You got more weapons. And it's for you to struggle against the Saints, and only won 13-0, like with the defense that was balling out of control, that was stopping them at the goal line, different stuff like that. No, sir. And that would always be their problem. And everybody like, yeah, we want to keep Jimmy G. Okay. Keep him if you want
right.
to. They ain't going to the Super Bowl because of him.
Right.
And I'm going to tell you this. I will say this. I'm going to tell you, I think I see what you're saying with that because of division and things like that. But to me, I think the Dolphins needs this more. For the simple fact is this. You got Buffalo breathing down your neck. You want to do something you ain't done in years. Like, you know, because New England been running that roost without a doubt. And I think if a 49ers lose, okay, well, yeah, you got Seattle. You still going to win that division. I mean, I don't think you you know, if you're trying to get into the conversation of hosting, like, you know, have the best record, okay, yeah, of course. But I think the Dolphins are trying to prove that they can run that offense. The head coach against his former team, because he knows everything. He knows everything, right? So, hey, let's go. Let's see. And let's be honest. Dolphins got more weapons.
Right.
Dolphins got more
Absolutely
weapons.
More.
And a better quarterback.
Absolutely more.
You know, we know 49ers defense is better, but the Dolphins defense ain't terrible. So we're going to see.
No, it's not.
We're going to see. I just don't trust Jimmy G. I never have, never will. I don't. Hey, dude, that's a stinker. Should be. Hey, I'm looking forward for that game, though. I ain't going to lie. I'm looking forward for that game. Chiefs. Bengals at the Bengals.
This game is personal. I don't care if Kansas City say that it's not.
Yes, it is.
They will be lying. This game is personal. And the crazy thing about it, Chase come back.
I was about to say that.
Chase is back.
And who's on a roll?
Chase.
And the Bengals. Both of them.
And the crazy thing about it, Joe Mixon's coming back this game.
Of course.
This is ready to be one hell of a game.
Yes, it is.
And the crazy thing about it, everybody knows I can't stand Cincinnati.
You can't stand anybody in your division.
But the way that they're playing right now, though, bro, I would not be surprised if they don't win this game by field goal.
I'm with you. I got the Bengals. Once I saw the Chase is coming back and me, I'm like, no, sir, because this team can put up points too. You're not the only team, And it's gonna be cold probably as hell in Cincinnati.
Right.
They ain't gonna have to go to Kansas City. You got to come here and take this. And they are geared up and they on a roll. Don't get wrong, Chiefs don't really understand that, but Bengals is on a roll. And once to me, they take care of this, they take care of this business, they win that division. And everybody gonna say, well, they started out 0-2 and all that, 1-1.
Right.
Make no difference. Make no difference. I'm with you. I can't wait for this game. It's some good games. And the crazy thing is, I hate that the Dolphins are 49 and the Chiefs of Bengals is at both 4 or something clock.
Exactly.
Cause that you're right. It's so funny. He took the word out of my mouth because I was ready to say Jamar Chase.
He back.
He changes everything. And we know that the back end of Chiefs ain't nothing.
Not good at all.
So, okay. Good luck with that, y'all. Good luck. Speaking of craziness, Chargers versus Raiders. Raiders 1-point favorite at the crib. Yeah, get it out, please, dude.
Hey, damn, I thought I had one on me. This is exactly what that is. It's a coin toss. Josh, you did your thing. Hey, Jacob, you balled last week, baby. Can you do it?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Can you do it 2 weeks in a row, baby? And y'all went home. Don't let the Chargers come to Vegas and beat y'all and upset y'all, man. These are two disappointed teams this year, and we all know that. We thought both of these teams would be better, but this game is going to be a coin toss.
Right, and that's sad because Vegas at home, you know, they got a lot of injuries and things like that. Chargers need to come in there and win. You're 6-5, you want a chance to get in that playoff and do whatever, you have to win this. You can't lose the Raiders. Raiders don't have Waller or Renfrow, nothing like that. They do have Jacobs, who's a bad man. And they got Devontae Adams, who's going to get 30 catches in this game and 200 yards, stuff like that. But the problem is you cannot let him go off and let Jacobs maul you for 150. That's not going to work. So, really, Chargers, we'll see. They got a lot of old people.
Right.
A lot of old people that's hurt all the time, the Chargers does, right? And you got a young quarterback, whatever, but at the end of the day, if your defense can't stop Jacobs, because we know no one really can stop Adams except for, Carr. Carr's no one can stop him.
Exactly. Not throwing the ball. The
hell? He's going to stop him. So, this one, man, I'm with you. I think this is, you flip a coin, you sit back, but the problem is, this may be a great game that nobody watched because everybody's going to be watching those other games.
Absolutely.
Colts versus them boys. 10.5-point favorite. Them boys.
Hey, do what y'all do, man. Shit, because
do them.
Y'all got a quarterback who's been there. We don't. Y'all made it. I take them points. Y'all should be able to blow them the hell out.
I'm listening. Yeah, I'm with you. I just think that I think this is to go ahead and this right here should be a party. This right here, 8 o'clock party, but we tell Odell Beckham, come here. Let's do this together. Let's see what's going on. Come to the game. Let's go ahead and do what we gotta do. We wanna see you. Give you the whole Dallas stuff. Let's rock and roll. Only thing they have is they playing for, you know, Saturday, and I love Taylor, but Taylor's been inconsistent this year, all that kind of stuff. I say you load the box, you met Matty Ice beat you with his arm. When you load the box, I mean, you go ahead and load the box, but you go ahead and blitz him nonstop. Nobody likes to get hit. We know that. But you know who don't really like to be hit? An old-ass quarterback.
Right.
You put him on his ass. He don't like it. Brady don't like it. Rodgers don't like it. None of them old quarterbacks like it, man. So this make him take a hard time doing this, getting up. But at first when I saw them on the schedule at the beginning of the season, I was like, oh, this is gonna be a doozy. Everybody thought the coach was going to be, you know, they got Matty Ice, so we'll see, you know. But they defense, not. Hey, man, you go ahead and punch them right in their mouth and run it down
right.
The throat, pass on. They got a lot of injuries and stuff like that. Take care of business. Keep everybody clean. That's all you need to do, really, on that one, man. You know,
right.
Talk about that Sunday. I don't even know how this is a Sunday night game. The Angels,
I don't Bucks, either.
3.5-point favorite is the Bucks.
What I don't get understand is they can pull all these other games and all of this, but you ain't gonna pull this. Well,
you know why?
Tom Brady.
Right, and that's it. You hit it on the head. You know why? It's Brady.
That's crazy to me because they just pulled another game, and I'm like, Jesus Christ, pull this one and put Cincinnati in Chiefs on Sunday.
Or Miami and whoever, one of them games should have been. Yeah, you're
exactly.
Right. You're right. That
gets away.
That's ridiculous.
Ain't nobody going to watch this game.
Nah. You know, this you're watching just because. You're watching just because it's football.
Exactly.
You cook some wings because it's football. You know what right. I'm saying? You do all that. You do all the festive because it's Monday Night Football. And the reason, like Mark said, the only reason why they're on is because of Tom Brady. If Tom Brady wasn't on this, neither one of them teams would be on it on Monday night.
No.
They'd have pulled that. That would have been the first game they pulled. Come on out of here.
And then the sad thing about it, Tom Brady, if you don't win this game, do retire. To whenever that game is, that night. Press conference.
All right. We're going to wrap this up real quick, but hold on. The Bills is up 17-7 with the ball, taking care of business.
Yep.
Real quick, I want to hit on some stuff. I wanted to hit on this yesterday, but we couldn't. Browns, watch him return. Like we said, will it make a difference to you, brother?
I don't think this year it really don't make a difference. Next year, when he's can play throughout the season without missing the first 11 games, yeah, I think it might make a difference. Right now, our division is still wide open. Yeah, you make the playoffs and lose first round.
Right, that's true.
I mean, then what the season looked like then, you know what I'm saying? But I think it really ain't going to make a difference. Yeah, you could probably get your team to the playoffs, but we want to see you through the first 11.
Right.
To see what you look like, you know what I'm saying, first.
He ain't played in 2 years.
You get that.
He ain't played in 2 years, so.
So you really don't – practicing with your guys, you practice against your defense.
Right.
You got to play against different players.
Right.
Let's see what it looked like then.
Hey, the thing is this. Let me say this. I agree with you. The problem is that, and we'll go next year, like you said. When you have a Deshaun Watson, a Lamar Jackson, if you keep him, a Joey Burrows, it put pressure on people, right? It actually puts pressure on Pittsburgh. Like Kenny cannot be a failure. Like he has to, because all them dudes I just said are still young. Like, that division has the best quarterbacks, period, than any other division. I'm saying it. I don't care. I mean, you can say, oh, well, Herbert and Mahomes. Oh, yeah, that's great. Carr ain't shit. You know what I'm saying? Like yeah. Wilson ain't shit. You know, they're without a doubt. But Jackson, Watson, Burrow, dude, that's sick. That's sick. That's truly sick, man. So he's gonna put it. That's what's gonna be the difference because you're not gonna be able to like, oh man, the Browns ain't gonna quarterback.
Not exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
And they got to run a game. Yeah, that makes a difference. That makes a difference right there.
One of the running backs gonna be gone next year though.
Gonna have to. Need to. Packers. UGM, man. Are you pulling after what you saw? Are you waiting until they get eliminated? Or are you saying you got to go now?
You know what's so crazy? With that situation, I guess we got to call the public because they the GMs, right?
Right.
But if they had a real GM, Love would have been in.
Has to be.
Because if that finger, a thumb, or whatever the case may be, is really so-called – the problem of him throwing the ball, why is he in the game?
Thank you. Come on now. Come on. You still gonna get paid. You still gonna get paid.
Regardless, sitting on the bench.
But you know what? He's so terrified, brother. He's so terrified that if he sits that bench, an old boy who looked good in the, we know the preseason, that's what it is.
Yeah.
And he looked good in preseason. If he goes and have a good game, say if he starts against the Bears and has a good game, why would you play Aaron anymore this year? And I think he's scared because he know he got his job when Dallas knocked out Brett Favre.
Yep.
And they saw him play, and they said, oh, he can play. The next year, Favre went to Minnesota, wherever the hell he went, right?
Yep. Minnesota.
And he's scared. He's scared that he know that boy can throw. He know that he done proved from last year to this year. And he's thinking, oh, no, because he has so much money that they owe him if he plays. And he's trying. He's filthy rich. Well, you know what? The rich stay rich because they keep making money.
Exactly.
They don't stop because they got money.
Absolutely.
Like brother said, Donald out with the highest ankle sprain. And if you are Rams fans, you can officially take your garments, your jerseys, your paraphernalia, anything you got, memorabilia, whatever you got, you can go ahead and just store them for the winter because it's over.
It's a wrap.
It's over. It's over. It's been over, but it's really over.
He's really got to be thinking in his head, I should have just rolled off in the sunset.
You only saying that because you know what he's going to do. He's going to go home, and all of a sudden Pittsburgh going to say, come back home.
Yeah, come on, man. Come on. Come chill with us.
Don't play for the home team, baby. You know you was a Steelers fan growing up. But you better move fast. You know why? Because the Eagles are sad. Eagles, boy, they don't care. Yeah. Not only do you get Joseph, you get Sue, you get anybody who's breathing. Come on.
Exactly. Okay.
But nah, Donald, man, I mean, dude, he's the best player in the league. So.
Now my Rams. New defensive player of the year.
Right. Definitely that. Broncos head coach, after that video that we saw where he didn't say nothing and he got roasted about that, everybody like, dang, his head coach is sitting there just looking. The finally defends Wilson. My thing is, real quick, is like I said, social media, we love it because we are part of it. It put pressure on people. Pressure busts pipes. He had to come out and defend Wilson.
Yeah, absolutely.
Out of doubt. I mean, he's going to be fired before Wilson anyway.
Exactly.
And we don't know if he's a good coach or not. At that point, right? But right. You're tied to Wilson. And, you know, granted, used to be, I think he was with Rodgers or something like that. But does it even matter, man? Does it matter?
It don't. Wilson, you go be gone. Somebody else is going to be giving you the rest of that contract money.
You know where you're going to go, right?
Where's that?
Either the Patriots or the Green Bay Packers. Go back back to Wisconsin. I'm sorry for you. I feel sorry for you, love. But if they can get him, they going to get him, even though they don't deserve it.
Oh, heck yeah.
They I wouldn't do him. That, but they will because they think, hey, we better. You know what I'm saying? I can rock and roll with you. And New England, you just never know with them. You just never know with Belichick.
Not at all.
Even though he's got 20 new quarterbacks, he don't care, you know. Hey, go to the Jets. Go to the Jets.
Oh, Lord. Big market.
Go to the Jets, man. Do that. You know they can always have solid defense and all that kind of stuff. You know, but the problem is, to me, it's him. It's attitude. You know, that perfect image that he tried, you know, and everybody's coming out now saying that, hey, all this kind of stuff. And it took he's still making money. At the end of the day, he's happy with that. He's already got Super Bowl wins, a Super Bowl win. He don't
win.
Been in Super Bowl, right? Multiple Super Bowls. So he don't care right that. You know, let's go.
And that's the problem.
That's the problem because his play, I mean, you can tell, hey, boy, that's – You can do better than what you're doing, man.
Yes, that's the problem. If you don't, bye, dude. Just leave. Bye.
What you said. Thank you for joining us tonight. Big time. We appreciate everybody. Thank you, Bree, for joining us. Great interview.
Yes, sir.
When people can talk and do what they do and explain themselves and all that. Thank you for allowing me to call you Bree. All that good stuff. You straight baller. We wish you nothing but the luck. Like I said, absolutely. We rock and roll this whole week. We're going to rock and roll next week. We're going to bring, hopefully we'll have some people from football that we can bring on. But as we transition, it's going to be basketball. You know how we do. So go ahead and give us your support. Subscribe, like, do all everything we do. But we appreciate everybody. God bless. Right. Be safe.
Yes, sir.
Peace.
Medicine. Let's go.